Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
It is game day. Glad that you're with us on the Super Talk network of stations or online or wherever you might join us. On the program, we're going to be going quickly, soon, to Marchant Kenny, who is our live on-the-spot reporter, talking to us about all the things that are going on prior to today's game. Dima Mixon will also be joining us live from New Orleans in this broadcast. He'll be taking a look at the journalistic side, Marchant more the social side. And then we'll talk about some of the areas around Hattiesburg that are going to be broadcasting the game and find out how the Marriott and Sheraton are able to lock down all these great gigs that they get. It is a game day. We got you covered for the bowl game today, the New Orleans Bowl kicking off at 4:30 on ESPN. This first segment brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Smoked here, loved everywhere, and never would you find a better supporter of Southern Miss Athletics than Dickie's Barbecue Pit. We hope that you'll keep that in mind the next time you might need their goods or services. So let's go live to New Orleans right now. Our own Marchant Kenny is there. Marchant, Eagle Walk is going to take place at 1:30, but the Golden Eagle Nation has already been alive and well this morning. Bring us up to date.
Yeah, I tell you what, man. You want a fan base fired up in Hattiesburg, get us in the New Orleans Bowl. My wife and I came here yesterday, actually, and there were a ton of Southern Miss people up and down Bourbon Street. Had a blast. Today, we started at my friend Carlo Klesse's restaurant, from 11 to now, and we had a blast. There had to be a couple hundred people there at the restaurant fired up. Now we're at the makeshift Eagle Walk in front of the Marriott at the on Canal Street, and there's about 100 fans already piled up, ready to high-five some Golden Eagle football players. Head over to the game, and man, after, we're going to celebrate my wife's 50th birthday, which is today, Angela Kenny, at the famous door on Bourbon Street, Kelly.
But now the Alumni Association also has a gathering, and it's my understanding that it's sold out, right? The response has been tremendous.
And don't let me forget that part, too, because I said head over to the Dome, but the kickoff is at 4:30. But yes, at 2 o'clock, the Alumni Association has a sold-out event, tailgate event, in the Dome, and that's going to be a blast. And looking forward to seeing a bunch of Golden Eagle fans high-five. Speaking of, Dylan Little's right here, too, the great recruiter for Southern Miss. I'm on Eagle R right here. What's
all right,
up?
Let's go to the top.
To the top, baby. So, so Kelly, there you go. You know me socializing, saying hi to everybody.
Yeah, so it's a good vibe. And have you picked up as many WKU people there? You would expect that Southern Miss fans would outnumber the Hilltopper fans, but has that indeed been the case?
I haven't seen a lot of red. I mean, they may show up to the stadium, but you know, there's a lot of black and gold. I mean, 100-1 probably if you counted in hundreds of Southern Miss fans to WKU fans.
Now, I know you're a native Louisianan, Marchant, but is it fair to say that if this game was in Mobile or Montgomery or Birmingham or Boca Raton, that there would not be the sizable crowds that Southern Miss has brought to New Orleans?
There would be a good crowd, but there's something special about being in the New Orleans Bowl. First up, it's a great, fun city, perfect for tourism. There's a reason why it's hosted so many Super Bowls, and you know, an hour and a half away. I mean, people that can't stay the night, they drive here, come in, go right back home. And this is kind of, you know, if we can't make the playoffs, the New Orleans Bowl in the Sun Belt being tied to it, man, this is the one in a way, you know, and we're able to get in this year. How exciting.
And the Sun Belt Conference, of course, their corporate headquarters are in New Orleans, so it was a good draw for Southern Miss as far as that goes. And Marchant, as a contributor to this program, we really haven't been able to talk to you since the coronation of Blake Anderson as head coach. We never got your reaction to his official naming and the interim tag coming off of his name.
Well, I love the hire because it kind of keeps the process of what Coach Huff was doing. Let's call it what it is. We've had new hires in recent memory, that have kind of changed what was going on in the prior regime. So this kind of keeps at least some of the process of what Coach Huff was doing. And what I love about Blake Anderson, maybe you know people aren't talking about this, if you look at his resume as far as head coaching experience, he is the most decorated resume that we've had as a head coach. I mean, you can look at the history of every head coach we've had. He's decorated. The stuff he did at Utah State was fantastic. Went 1 year 11-3, conference champs, top 25 finish. So we've got a guy with experience, knows how to run a program, and definitely knows how to run an offense.
And since you have seen a lot of Southern Miss fans beginning earlier in the week and then to the get-together this morning and Eagle Walk and the Alumni Association tailgate party, what has been the general feedback among everybody that you've talked to? Same as yours as far as Blake Anderson goes?
It seems like people are, in general, pretty happy with it. And I think we're not trying to reinvent the wheel with a head coach. We have a tenured head coach who knows how to run a program. Nobody seems, overall, what I've seen, sure, there might be some negative nannies out there, but overall, pretty positive about Blake Anderson. And what I like to hear, too, is, you know, in this day and age, you know, shoot, Coach Huff was here for, you know, one season and only gave us 75% of focus on the season, if you ask me. I think Blake Anderson's a guy who's here for, you know, a little bit of time at least in this quick turnover in college football that we deal with annually. So I know that vibe definitely, the hope of a guy sticking here for a little bit is pretty exciting.
Now, most Southern Miss fans agreed that New Orleans was the best draw that the Eagles could have possibly had, but did you even anticipate the crowd that apparently Southern Miss has brought to this game to New Orleans?
I didn't know what to expect because, like I said, you know, part of this, I'm like, you know, I want my wife on her 50th birthday today to celebrate with a lot of Golden Eagles. Well, that's coming to fruition. There's a lot of Golden Eagles here. I mean, the band's walking out. They're not playing right now. Walking out the Marriott on into the buses. And, I mean, they're piling up the fans with this quick 1:30 Eagle Walk and do it like we do in Hattiesburg. And it's only 1:15. They're piling up, Kelly.
Well, with Blake Anderson now being on the sidelines as the head coach, do you anticipate any major changes of everything that we've seen? And from what you understand, is Braylon Braxton indeed 100%?
Well, considering Braylon's injury, I can't speak knowledgeably if it's 100%. You know, PCL, it was definitely a tough injury that he had to deal with. So, but I've heard nothing but positive vibes, you as well, I think the Southern Miss Nation, that we've got a pretty dang near healthy 100% Braylon. And, you know, let's call it what it is, watching that Troy game in person, him not being able to scramble was a major problem for our success. You know, his scrambling ability, it's game-changing for us. He's the best quarterback we've had around here in a while. And, you know, but his dual threat of being able to throw the ball and being able to, you know, run the ball. Now we'll have that run facet that we weren't able to see in the last 2-3 games of the season.
And bowl games are scheduled for the benefit of the players who have had a good season, so it's good that they're going to get to enjoy this. But with so much focus now, Marchant, Kenny, on the playoff system and the fact that Notre Dame, among 10 other schools, decided that they're just not even going to play a bowl game, do you personally worry about the future of bowls as we have known them?
I worry about it from more or less the P4 level, the so-called power conferences. You know, it seems to be playoffs or bust with them. That's the beauty of G5, Kelly, and that's the beauty of the Sun Belt. It's still got that vibe of, man, we made a bowl. It's exciting. You know, here we are in New Orleans. The fan base is excited. It's a bowl, man. I think there's just different vibes on how you look at, like, a Notre Dame just acting like babies, whiny babies. We're not going to the bowl. Southern Miss, we're in the New Orleans Bowl. Sweet. And that's just the vibe of, you know, people miss that with G5 and Sun Belt vibes. It's still that college football true feel of what the game's meant to be.
Now, this is another Sun Belt versus Conference USA matchup with, of course, Western Kentucky being from Conference USA, Southern Miss formerly of CUSA, now in the Sun Belt. Talking with Randy Lee yesterday, the voice of Western Kentucky, he says that the feedback in that particular conference is that they don't think they should be taking a back seat to the Sun Belt, especially when the bowl season so far has been two wins and two losses for each conference. Is the Sun Belt still measurably better than Conference USA in your view, Marchant?
I think what Liberty did 2 years ago when they went 12-0, even with the weakest schedule in America, but still going 12-0, 13-0 winning the conference, and then getting to a BCS playoff type bowl against Oregon, I believe, in that game. You know, the Sun Belt hadn't really had an undefeated, you know, season where it's making national news like that. I know Coastal and things like that have made news, but, you know, the Sun Belt felt really neck and neck, a little bit ahead of, the Conference USA in recent memory. Well, maybe over the past 2-3 years, but I think they've kind of come a little bit even at this point, to be frank, and that should put a chip on the shoulders of the Sun Belt to just step up the game because, you know, we left Conference USA, and thank God we did. Because that was no conference to be in, and it deserves to be set in its place as the worst G5 conference.
And, of course, James Madison in the playoffs this year out of the Sun Belt. Marchant, Eagle Walk at 1:30, Alumni Association tailgate a little bit later, then kickoff at 4:30. Thank you for your insight. Thanks for taking us right inside the huddle, so to speak, and y'all be careful down there.
No, I'll be careful. Kelly, you see me in action with a drink in hand, my brother. So Southern Miss to the top. Let's get the win.
That's why I said be careful. I have seen him in action. When we come back, Dima Mixon is also in New Orleans. He's going to give us the journalistic outlook on today's game. Southern Miss versus Western Kentucky. We've got Golden Eagle football coverage wall-to-wall when the Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
This segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by Eagle Tire West. Former Southern Miss baseball player Matt Warren invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products, full service for your truck or car at Eagle Tire West. Next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, family operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear Tires, full service, and big Southern Miss supporters. We continue the show now, again, live in New Orleans, where Dima Mixon and, as it turns out, contributor Glenn Dyer with Golden Eagle Pride, also down there in New Orleans. Dima, you guys getting ready to cover this from a journalistic standpoint. What's been the vibe so far from your perspective?
Well, the vibe from my perspective was a terrifically good lunch so far in some beignets. So I don't know if that's really a football analysis, but, man, that was a daggone good lunch with some good oysters.
We need a nap.
It's a good start. We'll put it that way.
That's right.
So you guys are headed over to the stadium, if not already, but very soon. What are you expecting now to see, really?
Well, I mean, I'm really interested to see how the team looks. There's obviously been a lot of distractions, a lot of just so many secondary things on this team that it's just kind of, you know, I've said it over and over again, it's just crazy that they got to go play a football game. So I'm interested to see how the team looks from a lot of areas. You can talk especially on defense with Jason Seymour, of course, leaving to go to Memphis, how they're going to look with him, you know, what practices look like, all those things, how Braylon looks, and really to see how good of a crowd they got. As we talked yesterday, I hate that the game's at 4:30, but I have seen a lot of Southern Miss fans here down in New Orleans so far. So I expect hopefully a pretty decent crowd here for the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, Marchant Kenny in our first segment actually talked about he was even surprised at the sea of black and gold that he has seen, especially when you compare it to the very few Western Kentucky fans that he has seen on site. Now, of course, it could be that they'll be at the game and maybe not some of the extracurricular activities that Southern Miss fans like to get involved in. But looking,
or that Marchant likes to get involved in.
Well, that's for sure too. Yeah, he never met a party that that he didn't like. But would you expect? I mean, you want to try to win this game, but would you expect any tentative? Apprehensive play on behalf of the Eagles, at least to start the game?
Absolutely not. No, I don't think so. And I think, you know, when the last time we talked to Blake Anderson about this game, he talked about like how he's probably not even going to play any players who didn't play the season. So I would assume that, you know, it's a team that comes out ready to play, and they're going to be throwing the ball around.
Let it all hang out.
And Glenn Dyer's here, so he could probably answer that better than me.
Glenn, I was gonna ask you, I mean, the reports are, and I understand why this would be said, even if it might be stretching the truth, it might not. But would you anticipate that Braylon Braxton is indeed 100% for this game?
I wouldn't call him 100%, but I'd call him at least 90%, and that's enough to get it done. You know, as long as he has the threat of being able to get out of the pocket or run, that totally changes how you have to defend our offense.
Now, are you guys robbing a bank or something there at an ATM? Or
we are trying to get out of the paid parking, and they may even be holding me and Dima hostage for
us. Yeah, geez. Okay, we're good now, though.
Okay, all right. You're on your way. You're on your way to the dome, then.
To the dome.
Okay, so going forward now, once this game gets started, how will we know whether it's going to, and how soon into the game will we know that it's going to be a good day or a bad day for Southern Miss, and what should we look for? Both of you guys can give me your perspectives on that question.
Yeah, that's been a talking point of mine for the last 5 days. You'll know where their head's at in the first 5 minutes, I think.
Yeah, I do. I think that's right. And again, I'm really looking specifically on defense to see how the team plays, because obviously that was probably the Achilles heel of the team outside of Braylon Braxton's injury that really derailed the season towards the end of the year. So just curious how they play, especially since, again, Seymour heading to Memphis along with a lot of other position coaches. And, you know, where is his head out? How much has he been able to really break down Western Kentucky as well as doing his duties over at Memphis? So, right. So it's going to get interesting on the defensive side of the ball. I think the offense is going to be somewhat intact just because Blake Anderson has been in control of that the whole season, and I don't think there's really been any changes there. And if Braylon's healthy, I assume Southern Miss will be able to score some points. So I'm with Glenn. I think you'll know pretty soon where the team's headspace is at, number one, but number two, you know, how they prepared and what has it been like.
Scoring first for Southern would be huge.
Yeah, I think Southern Miss should probably try to get the ball first and just kind of get a nice scoring drive going, because I don't know. I feel like Western Kentucky is going to try to keep the ball a lot of this game, kind of long, methodical drives. They like to kind of switch it up where they'll do some 12, 13 personnel, but then spread you out on the very next play. So it'll be an interesting defensive game plan for Southern Miss and seeing what they've installed.
How quickly do you think that it will be over officially for the seniors and for the coaches that are moving on? For example, do they pack their bags literally tomorrow and move on to their next stop?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously tomorrow's Christmas Eve, but
right.
But yeah, I think this is the last stop for a lot of the people on the staff, and of course a lot of the players as well. So I don't expect anything to be coming from this game other than the win or the loss.
And besides the holiday, you guys, with the Christmas Eve, of course, and Christmas the next couple of days, how quickly after those two events are we going to see official words out of the university as to Blake Anderson's assistant coach hires?
I think you could see stuff as soon as tomorrow. I mean,
definitely right after,
you know, and for sure, you know, the 26th of Christmas of December onward, you're going to see a lot of stuff, Southern Miss stuff. It's going to be a lot of stuff. It's going to be almost an avalanche of players probably going out, and an avalanche of players more than likely coming in. So.
And on a percentage basis, you guys, and I'm looking for a number here. Percentage-wise, what percentage of coaches do you think that Blake Anderson brings in have already literally worked for him at other places, and how many will be newly forged relationships?
I would say close to 90 to 100% of coaches have previously worked for him, or at least who he has relationships with, because he told us at that press conference that, you know, he has a short list of people that he hires, and almost all the hires he's made so far have all been coaches he's worked with.
Also coaches who are familiar with coaches he already has, like Eastern Michigan, look for an Eastern Michigan position coach to show up here as well.
Yeah, so.
Well, that and it could be. I wonder if the holiday is going to kind of slow things down a little bit, but that certainly makes sense, because they've got to hit the ground running because of the number of players that have gone. And I want to just one follow up question about Charles Huff, and then we won't mention him again. But the fact that so many seniors graduated and so few players were signed in the signing period, doesn't that kind of indicate to you guys that Charles Huff was definitely a one and done?
Yes, I mean, that's how it definitely appeared. You know, there was no real effort to jumpstart the class for next season or build depth. And so he really left Blake Anderson not really a lot of room at all to try to build this roster for next season. His work's going to be cut out for him legitimately immediately. And one thing I do want to say, Kelly, before, you know, you move on to the next segment, I just want to say that Western Kentucky might very well win this game. And I pick Southern Miss to win, but I'm just saying Western Kentucky can definitely win. That is not going to be an indictment on Blake Anderson. I just don't want fans to think that if Southern Miss loses this game, Blake Anderson was not the correct coaching hire. I think that needs to be said, and people should have that expectation going into this football game.
Well, it's almost a pick'em game, which the guys in Las Vegas, right. It's literally their livelihood. Well, in some cases, their life to get it right. And they've got to call it as a pick'em game, so that should tell you that they think it's pretty evenly matched to begin with. All right, you guys, be careful. Get your parking space, lock the car, and we'll be looking for your coverage, live coverage, on Twitter from each of you during the ball game. Southern Miss and Western Kentucky today at 4:30. Thanks, guys, for your input.
Thanks, Kelly.
All right, Dima Mixon, and little added bonus, Glenn Dyer with us on the program today. Don't forget that you can get us on our podcast format, and the way you do that is go to Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri. You can ask them to play the Eagle Hour, and they will get it for you. A programming note that tomorrow, being Christmas Eve, there will be no Eagle Hour. Christmas Day, there will be no Eagle Hour. But we've got you covered with some fine Christmas music that's going to be that you can have maybe on the background of your house when you're having Christmas dinner or friends over to enjoy the fellowship that the Christmas brings. So again, no Eagle Hour tomorrow or Thursday, but we will be back on Friday. Patrick McGee will be joining us from the Times-Picayune in New Orleans to talk about the resurgence of the New Orleans Saints, and also Southern Miss golfer Jake Moffitt, who just won the International Amateur down in Pearl Harbor, in Palm Harbor, Florida. I'm not quite that old.
I
would be bringing
you
up.
Always talk about how old you are. And it's like, well, yes. Well, I was trying to do the math.
Palm Harbor, Florida. He won it by 7 shots, which that's a new record. So, Jake Moffitt will be joining us on Friday. Now, when we come back, some area watering holes restaurants are going to be staging viewing parties. We're going to talk with one such proprietor, Slade White from 4th Street Bar and Grill, joins us as this bowl edition of the Eagle Hour rolls on.
Southern Miss to the top.
Eagle Hour continues with Kelly Sander. Bob Getty is on vacation. Dima Mixon, of course, is on assignment in New Orleans. We just heard from him and Glenn Dyer, a contributor to this program. Michael Mergens, our producer engineer, pushing all the right buttons today. Now we've covered the game kind of from New Orleans, from both the Southern Miss fan base, Marchant getting into all kinds of trouble down there. From a journalistic standpoint, with Dima and Glenn. Now let's take a look at this bowl game today between Western Kentucky and Southern Miss from the local point of view, because it is a 4:30 start. It isn't Christmas Eve yet, and there's a lot of people that still have to work, you know, have to work for a living, and are working today and couldn't get to New Orleans for the game. So the question becomes, well, where can I get together with other Southern Miss fans and watch the game? Well, one such place, and I guarantee this is the only place in the Hattiesburg area that I know is always going to have the game, and that's 4th Street Bar and Grill. Yes, they're a sponsor of this show, but it doesn't matter. I know if you're a Southern Miss fan, you don't have to ask for the TVs to be turned to the Southern Miss game, because the game will be on. And joining us to fill in some of those blanks is Slade White, the proprietor at 4th Street Bar and Grill. Slade, good to have you with us. Thank you for your continued support of Southern Miss. And I find it, I don't even know the word to describe it. It's really frustrating when you're in Hattiesburg and some places are a half a mile from the campus but have television capabilities and don't show the Southern Miss games. But we don't have to worry about that at 4th Street.
No, sir. Thank you so much for having me on. But, no, we, you know, heck, that's Southern Miss is in our backyard, and we're supporters of course your show and the Southern Miss whole community, and we've just always done it. We've always had every game on. I mean, we'll put the women's basketball game on, the men's basketball, and of course baseball. We're very much known for a baseball bar, but you know, and even the last couple of seasons, I mean, we have the games on. Even when our teams aren't doing that great, we still promote it. We still encourage people to come watch it. And, you know, we try to do our part in the community as far as supporting them and just keeping it going. And I'm happy to be bowling. Thank goodness we have an extra game this year.
Indeed. And you're going to be ready for those Southern Miss fans that we talked about today with food and drink specials. Tell us about those.
Yes, sir. We've got our normal happy hour. We're going to run that through the whole game. And we've got some different just specials, but we did, as far as our game day special, we did some homemade meatballs, so we're going to be doing some meatball sliders and meatball subs, and then, like I say, our normal regular menus available. I mean, our redfish is one of the best things in the house, and great appetizers. You know, we've got some new spicy cheese curds and things like that, so we encourage everybody to come on in. We're starting to see a few people roll in now, but like you said, everybody just isn't able to take off, and there are good support down there. I've talked to Marchand a couple of times, and like I say, we were headed that way, yeah. But we got a family Christmas tomorrow. But anyway, we're gonna root for them from Hattiesburg and hopefully get that W today.
You know, being on this show for as long as I have, and frankly, 4th Street Bar and Grill has, people always kind of will stop me on the street and they'll kind of chuckle and they'll say, "Why are you always, you know, you promote the fact that 4th Street is open on Thanksgiving night?" Or Christmas night or Christmas Eve. I said, look, you guys, and I don't mean this in a bad way. It's just life. Not everybody has a bunch of family members around. Or the people at 4th Street are their family members or consider them to be their family members. And from a business standpoint, the holidays, from what I hear tell Slade, are some of the busiest days of the year for you guys because of the fact that you're open. So there's a need there.
Yeah, it really is. And without saying, you know, to mention your points that you just had, it might be you need to get away from your family for a little while.
Well, and you've never even met my family, Slade, but you hit it right on the head.
Well, not you in particular, just in general. Yeah. But no, but he, you know, the end zone did it before us, and we just carried that, and we're kind of known as that place. And we're going to open the bar at 2 tomorrow on Christmas Eve and then at 5 on Christmas Day. So you can go open presents, have your spiced tea, and, you know, hang out with the family, and then come see us later on that night. And some people will be waiting at the door. Like you said, they just, you know, they want to get to 4th and see their bar family, you know. So, and we appreciate those people.
And you know, a lot of the kids that come home from colleges, I mean, there are kids whose families are in Hattiesburg, but they go to those other schools. Wherever they might be, any other school other than Southern Miss. And I know a lot of them love to come to 4th Street because they see a lot of their high school buddies and high school girlfriends or whatever that are hanging out. 4th Street's just the place to go over the holidays. So that's got to make you feel good, too, that 4th Street's kind of considered a home base for a lot of people.
Yes, sir. Just that meet. It's kind of that meeting spot. I mean, even back when I was in college many years ago, I mean, I would even when I lived here, I always enjoyed seeing, like you said, all my friends that come from out of town, and then they just knew to go to the end zone or 4th Street on Thanksgiving night, Christmas Eve, and Christmas night because it was going to be open. So,
and tell us about go over those hours again, Slade, when you guys are going to be open, and fast forward. Do you know yet about New Year's Eve and New Year's Day?
Probably close to the same thing. We'll be open all day on New Year's Eve, and then New Year's Day, of course, we're going to open at 11, and you know, get ready for any games on those days. And as far as Christmas Eve, we're going to open the bar at 2. And then the kitchen will follow at 4 tomorrow. And then the kitchen and the bar will open at 5 on Christmas Day, and then normal hours the rest of the week. So, and tonight we're here till 2 a.m. tonight. So come pregame with us.
And you talked about Southern Miss going bowling this year. Can you put into perspective what it means to have a team that did compete this year compared to some other years where Southern Miss wasn't in the ball game, and what that means from a business and a standpoint and a proprietor like you are?
It's definitely made a world of difference, Kelly. The last couple of years, I mean, with 4th Street, we kind of have to thrive off good seasons. I mean, thank goodness we've had baseball, but, you know, it's just we don't have a patio and places like that to sit outside or anything. So, you know, when we really wrap our heads around what we can do, even when the season's bad and good, to what we can do to get people to come see us before the game, after the game. We always encourage people to go to the ballpark or to the football field, but we're here before and after. And this year's, it's been great. I mean, you know, it didn't end quite the way we wanted to, The support was still there. Matter of fact, quick story, I saw the kicker and the place kicker and the punter the other day, and I personally thanked them, and I said, man, y'all don't realize that what you do helps keep my doors open. And they both kind of looked at me. I said, yeah, man, when y'all do good, we do good. You know, it's kind of like the Saints too, which, you know, can't talk about that too much, but, you know, but Southern Miss, I mean, we love to see them strive, and you know, we're here to support them 100%, and we appreciate when the people come pre and post games.
So. And I hear you about the Saints, but brother, they've tightened up a little bit here the last two.
They have. I think Shug's going to be something. He's got some grit to him, you know.
Yeah, that's the word we like to use.
But if you remember, I'm a Dolphins fan, so I can't say anything this year. So
especially because you got beat by my Bengals. And I don't think any other team can say that. Yeah. So,
yeah.
All right, Slade, 4th Street Bar and Grill. And look, you don't have to get there necessarily. You don't have to necessarily get there early to get a bar space, because thinking you're going to miss the game, because even the TVs in the back around the pool tables and the dartboards, all the TVs are going to have the Southern Miss game on. So there'll be plenty of room for you, and they'd love to see you at 4th Street Bar and Grill. You know that the Southern Miss bowl game today with Western Kentucky will be on those sets. Slade, continued success. Happy New Year to you. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you soon.
Merry Christmas to you guys. Southern Miss to the top, y'all.
There we go. Slade White with 4th Street Bar and Grill. This reminder that Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team, this time of year, like the Eagles, is fun, but don't forget about the most important player, and that is you. You can get your annual physical to be sure that your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. Reach out to them online at foresthealth.org. That's Forest with two R's, like Forest County, foresthealth.org. And a shout out to our friends at Mobay Beignet Company. You know, Glenn Dyer, just a few segments ago, was talking that they had some beignets in New Orleans. They're certainly not as good as the ones at Mobay, but he said, oh, I had so many, I've got to have a nap now. Well, the ones at Mobay Beignet Company in Hattiesburg aren't even made until you order them. So everything is made from scratch. Everything is made fresh. And you get your choices of all the dipping sauces that make them taste even better. Mobay Beignet Company is the official beignet store of Southern Miss and the Eagle Hour, and it's located at 2902 Hardy Street, right across from the main entrance on campus. You can see them on Facebook as well at Mobay, that's M-O-B-A-Y, Beignet Co., Hattiesburg, Mo Bay Beignet Co. Hattiesburg. That's their Facebook page. Now, when we come back, we're going to tell you about how places like the Marriott and how the Sheraton, it's not a plug for those particular businesses, but from a business standpoint, how do those people get lined up with like the Sunbelt Conference or the Sugar Bowl Committee or the Super Bowl Committee to actually become the home stations for a lot of these schools and participants? We're going to peel the covers back on inside business of these bowl games, particularly the New Orleans Bowl, when the Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
DBAT sponsors this final segment today of the Eagle Hour. DBAT training is where your youngsters will always want to go, particularly as we get into the baseball and softball season right after the first of the year. It's going to be cold at night. Of course, you're going to get some of those cold rains, maybe even some sleet. We got some colder temperatures moving in here soon. Well, you don't ever have to worry about that at DBAT with the temperature controlled inside, and everything is always meticulous, spotless, clean, sanitary. DBAT, they've got the batting cages there that you can set the pitching machines on whatever type of pitch you want to try to practice to hit. And it's not too late, just before Christmas, great stocking stuffer would be a membership for either one of your children or both. Why not check out the discounts that you get by getting multiple memberships at DBAT right off of I-59 in Hattiesburg. Of course, the big game kicks off this afternoon at 4:30. It will be televised on ESPN, Western Kentucky against Southern Miss. And one of the things that I got thinking about is, of course, I'm always trying to think about, you know, business things. That just is something that fascinates me, is how places in New Orleans that is so competitive for market share when it comes to conventions and sporting events and all the things that come to the Crescent City. So how is it that in this case, the Marriott, which is hosting Southern Miss, that's the home base for Southern Miss, and right across the street sits the Sheraton, which is hosting Western Kentucky University. So how is it that those places, you know, wind up with these kinds of business? Because you know it's going to be competitive. And again, I want you to understand this is not an endorsement necessarily of the Sheraton or the Marriott, but how these things kind of land in establishments like theirs lap. Well, first of all, let's just take a look at the Marriott where Southern Miss is staying. 1,333 rooms. That's a lot of rooms. Between the two of them, 1,333 rooms. I want to make sure I get that clarified. Now, they also have the conference spaces, which when you're asking these teams, you know, where do you want to stay? Well, one of the requirements, you first of all have to have the culinary talent to be able to feed these football players, which if you haven't seen them.
I think that's a problem in New Orleans, though. There's plenty of culinary talent.
Yes, and they better be talented because the size of these guys, you know, I'm not sure that they're used to cooking those type of portions for these big football players. Culinary talent for sure.
Yeah, some of the more fancy French dishes with the one little tiny thing in the middle
is not going to cut it. Yeah, not for these guys. But the meeting spaces, and really in talking with the different organizers, the meeting spaces are important because when they have their breakout meetings, preparing, looking at film, you know, the quarterbacks have to go to one space and the defensive line goes to another space. And when you break a football team down into those different units, those are a lot of meeting spaces that are required, which is why Southern Miss and Western Kentucky could not stay at the same hotel. People think, well, it's a rivalry thing. Really doesn't have anything to do with it. It's just the amount of meeting spaces that you would need to be able to host two teams like that. So both of those establishments fit those requirements. There's an organization in New Orleans called the New Orleans Sports Foundation. Now, it's the job of the foundation to actually secure these type of events to New Orleans. So you've got the Sun Belt Conference, which actually is located. Its corporate offices are in New Orleans. And at the Marriott is where the Sun Belt Conference hosts its media day, for a lot of the same reasons. But the New Orleans Sports Foundation is responsible for securing contracts with, for example, the Sugar Bowl, which every year is in New Orleans, the Super Bowl, when it occasionally comes to town, if there's any Final Four type of situations or semifinals, things like that. And these are booked years in advance, years in advance. So the negotiations for all this goes through the New Orleans Sports Foundation, and then they kind of farm it out. And there's a bidding process, of course, that takes place. But you can't even bid on some of these places unless you have the requirements as far as meeting spaces, rooms, and things of that nature, which I just find really fascinating. Now, the Eagles' last practice was yesterday at 1 o'clock, so they haven't been on the field since yesterday at 1. And they should be taking the field here in about another hour and 15 minutes or so for the 4:30 kickoff, which win, lose, or draw, it is going to be the final game of the football season. And the first game for Blake Anderson now is not the interim coach, but as the head coach at Southern Miss. And we hope that this was a good setup for you as you watch the game either in person in New Orleans or live on TV, or listen to it on the radio. Programming note, a reminder again, tomorrow is Christmas Eve. There will be no show tomorrow or Christmas Day because we are starting Christmas music tonight at 6 p.m. It's a program called Mississippi Christmas with our own Steve Azar. So starting tonight at 6 p.m., it'll be nonstop 24-hour Christmas music until midnight on Christmas night.
And let me apologize before you send the email and leave me a voicemail. I know we are preempting Coast to Coast AM. I am sorry. Again, I apologize, but never fails, to those loyal listeners that stay up past midnight. And it will be Christmas music. And it's not my fault.
It's not your call, Michael.
No, I don't make that decision.
Yes.
I love Coast to Coast when I could stay up that late, but yeah, I'm over 40, so 9 o'clock, I'm out. But to those that do listen, I apologize. Right now, that's it.
Bob Getty's on vacation, but I feel safe in saying for him and our colleague Dima Mixon, I'm Kelly Sander for producer-engineer Michael Mergens. We wish you a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. Enjoy the loved ones, the time you get to spend with them this holiday season. And we'll be back here again on Friday for another Eagle Hour. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.